There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
What do you like the best about it?
The lyrics and the beats. The way they laid that
track. Go to the bathroom. You're drunk. Go. We just lost any street cred that we had. Welcome, Pacers fans! You are listening to The Undebeatables, your semi-weekly Pacers podcast. Today is October 18th, 2015, and this is episode 130, company from Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm your host, Joey Gafrida, the man behind the dials and season ticket holder. This show, we're talking about the Eastern Conference. We previewed it for this upcoming season. Joining me are our three analysts, coast-to-coast like buttered toast. First, from Chicago, Illinois, it's the doctor, Jason Triplett.
What is up, Pacer fans? What is up, Undebeatables? Coming to you from the beautiful Warwick Allerton Hotel in downtown Chicago. In a badass suite that I got upgraded to. So I'm in my living, in my entertaining space right now. The bedroom's over there somewhere. Don't worry about that. It's good to see you guys.
Glad to have you here. From Indianapolis, Indiana, he's our in-house bartender, mixing up the drinks and the crappy jingles, John Colson.
What is up, Pacer Nation? I feel like I need to hang out with Jason more, get upgraded.
Yeah.
Looks pretty sweet over there. Last night did a little karaokeing, and I want to apologize to everyone that was there.
Coming from Eugene, Oregon, out west, our enforcer, John Harper.
What up, boys? Big Colts game tonight, looking forward to that, but first let's tell everybody what's going to happen in the Eastern Conference this year.
And actually, Colson... similar to you, I was playing some rock band last night, and I would like to apologize. And, so,
to people or to rock in general?
To music as a whole.
Yeah, I offended anyone within earshot. But the new ones are pretty cool. I haven't played for a while, but the new ones have, you know, of course, they have a store, so you can kind of like, you can kind of buy any song that you want, and it's a lot of fun. And because I played rock band and had such a great time and drank what was described as all of the Coors, I'm drinking Gatorade this week. Jason, what are you drinking in your fancy room?
Well, I went down to the hotel bar and got myself a Sam Adams Oktoberfest on tap. That's what I'm drinking.
And just take it back up to your room?
Drinking tap beer.
Yeah, why not? It's a hotel. You can do anything. It's great.
That should be their new tagline.
I would go to that hotel.
I did that last night. I got in late last night and like was like, I would like a beer, but also to like unpack my stuff and watch SportsCenter. So I just went down to the bar and ordered a beer and walked back up to the room. And like I was getting all these crazy looks and I was just like, guys, it's cool. Like,
Not leaving the premises. So we're good. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Colson, what are you drinking this week? Do I even need to ask? I don't need to ask.
That is the champagne of beers, the Miller High Life. I would like to briefly say that there's a rumor that there's a bar in town that has High Life on a nitrous tap. And so I will investigate and let you know, because it sounds like the greatest thing in the world.
I almost don't want you to find it. I might not see you again.
It's John's white whale.
There's a coffee shop in town that has a nitrous coffee. It's weird. It looks just like Guinness when it's like when they pour it, it settles like the same way, but it ends up tasting almost exactly like any other coffee.
You're a coffee connoisseur, are you, Joey?
Yeah, well, I have no taste buds, I guess.
So. You lost those in the war. I'm sorry.
What are you drinking in Eugene this week?
In Eugene this week, I'm drinking Lagunitas Maximus IPA.
It's a good one.
It's tasty to my palate.
Before we get into the Eastern Conference preview, just a couple quick notes. The Fever played their last game since we last spoke, and I just want to say this. They did not win, and I want to move on.
It was pretty sad.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah. Game 4 was awesome, though.
Yeah, Game 4 was great. Also, shout out to Lamar Odom. He's been in the news this week. Sounds like he is recovering some, and you guys said he was conversational, so he's seems like he's on a better path to recovery. So that's good. Thumbs up.
Yeah, these kind of stories usually don't end well, and so it's good to see that the headline wasn't found dead in a brothel. It was found unconscious, and he's gotten help and able to hopefully get his life back on track, I guess, at some level.
And some good news. We mentioned, I think, last show, Steve Kerr was out indefinitely. It sounds like he's kind of starting to return to be with his team. I don't know that he's doing day-to-day stuff, but it sounds like he's in better shape than he was, and should see him courtside here soon, so glad to see he's getting better. But it's time. JT, what's the Eastern Conference looking like this year?
All right, boys. Last week we covered the Western Conference, which was full of lots of teams with title contenders.
Also full of lots of bears, is what I learned.
Lots of bears. Who knows what's in store for us this week. Definitely not a ton of title contenders, but some interesting teams that I think we'll have an interesting discussion. All right. So again, what I'll do is I'll go through alphabetical by mascot name. If there is not a mascot, or I couldn't tell if there was a mascot, I selected a prominent fan and or member of the organization. So here we go. Number one, Bango. Any guesses?
Say Bango?
Bango.
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 Bango. Is that a knockoff of, like, unlicensed knockoff of Bingo?
Sounds vaguely Australian. What's that Bango?
A Bango, H-O-Baby.
I'm going to say that Bango is the 76ers bear. That's what I'm going to go with.
That is statistically a very good guess. But no, Bango is a buck.
Oh.
He's a deer.
Bango the buck. Ooh.
And we fear him. Bango the buck, the Milwaukee Bucks, the up-and-coming team in the Eastern Conference. Last year, 41-41, made the playoffs for the first time in a while. Relatively busy offseason here. Bringing in Greg Monroe, that's their big free agent signing, who's a legit center in this league. They traded for Gravis Vasquez, who's a nice backup point guard. And then most importantly, they get their number one draft pick from last year, Jabari Parker, back healthy. This team is long, long, long. Their starting lineup is probably Carter Williams, Chris Middleton, who got paid, Giannis Antetokounmpo,
the Greek freak,
Jabari Parker, and Greg Monroe. Decent bench, including Vasquez, Bayless, Jared Bayless, Johnny Henson, and apparently an in-shape contract year OJ Mayo.
That could be good.
Right? Lots of people very high on this team. I like this team too. I think it's going to be really hard to score on them for some reason. Just don't know if they're going to be able to score a ton themselves. But I have them winning 45 games and being solidly in the middle of the Eastern Conference. Let's see what Joey has to say.
Vegas and I are looking at 43.5 this season. You know, I think it's going to be good. They've got a lot of their team back. And, yeah, like they picked up Michael Carter-Williams last year. And they got a taste of the playoffs. And they got spanked by the Bulls. But it's good for them. You know, they're going to come back this next year. And they're going to be better for it. So, good on them. Good on Bango.
Harper.
Well, I was sitting on 45. But, as you know, I don't do ties. So, I'm just, whenever in doubt in the East, I'm taking the under. So, I'm going 43.
Okay.
East is,
that's
East,
a good call.
East is terrible.
Okay. You guys are killing me. I had 45. So, I moved to 43.
Okay.
And I can't box myself in at 44. So, I'm going to go...
go big.
I'm gonna go big. 50. I'm gonna go 46 wins for the Bucks.
Okay.
Damn it.
I think that's a realistic thing, and I think what this highlights is that we're all thinking exactly the same thing about this team, is that they're definitely better. There's still flaws in this team, right? Like, we don't exactly know what Jabari Parker is. We don't exactly know what Michael Carter Williams is, although it seems like he's a mediocre point guard, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know what the ceiling seems like, the mid-40s for these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're I love their movable parts. I love their youth. I love their defense. You know, Jason Kidd looks like he's a decent coach. The Greek Freak is amazing. I don't know. 46 seems a little high to me, but I guess, you know, I'm stuck there now, so let's do it. Let's do it. Yeah. Let's get there.
41 seemed a little bit high for me last year, but I, you know, there's no reason to think they got worse. So.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, Jabari Parker is going to be, I think, fantastic. So.
Yeah, he's not going to make them worse. There's right. No scenario in which he makes them worse.
Right, and Greg Monroe doesn't make them worse.
That's either, right.
So.
Absolutely not. That is probably the biggest pickup in the East besides Monte Ellis. That was a big pickup.
Right. Okay, up next, Benny.
Oh, I know this one. Benny the Bull.
Benny the Bull, yeah. That's right. The Chicago Bulls. Last year, the Bulls did quite well. They were 50-32. They beat the aforementioned Milwaukee Bucks, but then didn't go much further than that in the playoffs. They are bringing the band back together. They made no major moves in the out. Their big major move was re-signing Mike Dunleavy. And then they drafted this kid, Bobby Portis, out of Arkansas, who I like. So they're bringing back the band. Your favorite starting five that's almost never completely together. Derrick Rose, Jimmy Butts, Mike Dunleavy, Pau Gasol, Joakim Noah, a bench of Taj Gibson, a year older McDermott, Nikola Mirotic, Aaron Brooks, Tony Snell. I guess the other major acquisition by this team was a coach. Tom Thibodeau, he gone. Bringing in the mayor. So I don't know what that does for this team, because this team has won and been in the playoffs based on Tom Thibodeau's grit and determination. And so that's gone. But maybe that's a good thing. Maybe there's less pressure for them. I don't know. Let's start with Joey and see what Vegas thinks about them.
Vegas thinks they're doing 49.5 this year.
49.5.
12-1 title odds, though.
It's pretty good.
Which is all right. Yeah, I don't know. I think a lot has to do for this team, as it has. A lot has to do with the health of various players. You know, of course, Derrick Rose had a bunch of injuries. And, you know, Noah's taken a beating over the last couple of years. And if he can stay healthy, they'll be in mm-hmm. better shape. But that's, I think, where I think the ceiling basically rests on their injury report.
Okay, what say you in regards to that 49.5 number, Harper?
I'm thinking injuries too. I think that some new blood in the head coaching, I think that will ultimately be a good thing for them. But I don't think it'll be a better thing for them this year. I think that Tom Thibodeau did a hell of a job with that organization. And I just don't think that you can recreate those same results night in and night out, no matter how good a rookie effort that you have. And to me, this is a team that has just overperformed through injuries year after year after year after year. So I went a little bit low on them. I'm taking 43.
Oh. Whoa!
All right.
Whoa!
So I'm going to completely disagree, Harper. I feel like I have no idea what the mayor's going to do, but I feel like just releasing these people from Thibodeau's grasp is going to make them play freer and happier. I think they were just beat
up. That's not better. That's not better.
Not necessarily. I also think that Joakim Noah was injured all of last year and has been injured most of his career. I think he's healthy this year. There is some.
Do you have some inside information on this?
No, he's been healthy in the preseason. I'll give him that. And then there is some weird drama with Rose and Butler trying to figure out who's kind of in charge of this team. So I would keep an eye on that. But I'm going to give them 50 wins, kind of right where they were last year. I'm going to go over Vegas. I don't know. I think if Joakim Noah, people forget that the Noah was a top five player 2 years ago.
And I don't think anybody forgets that.
Well, I do. I don't think he's a top five.
Top five. I'm sorry. Top five. He was defensive player of the year, right? 2 years ago. He was. Yeah. I think he was a top.
Isn't it the year that Marc Gasol should have won it?
Yeah.
He was in the MVP conversation.
Yeah, I think he was in
He's not. I'm not saying he's a bad basketball player, but look, Derrick Rose not going to play again. Joakim Noah playing 20 games again.
Okay.
It's just, this is the Bulls.
Yeah. Pau Gasol's a year older. I mean, I get all that, but I still feel like they're do 50 wins like they do every year, even with a different coach. So,
all right, so we're all dramatically different on the team, and I find this really interesting because I tend to think the same way that Colson does as far as the effect of the new coach. I think that these guys are going to get less worn down. I think that they'll be better rested, which I think translates to more healthy. I think that in the NBA, in basketball in general, continuity and chemistry is vitally important, and this is one of the few teams that has kept everything together for a long time now, and they've been competing, and I have them as the best team in the Eastern Conference. I have them winning 58
wow.
games
wow
and competing and really challenging the Cavs for the Eastern Conference crown in the playoffs.
Okay. I believe in continuity, and they have continuity in the locker room, but they don't have continuity on the court.
Because nobody's ever healthy.
Yeah.
I
mean, Derrick Rose has played, what,
yeah,
five games in the past 4 years?
Yeah.
Seems like.
Yeah. Sure. So it's not an ideal situation of continuity. But I think that I think all of those guys have all played together. I think Mirotić is super good. I think McDermott's going to be a really nice talent. I like their depth.
I just don't think they have a point guard.
I want to root for the mayor, though. I do. I just want to. So I like that.
Yeah, so do I. He'll do well.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
Well, go for it.
What's stopping you? Oh, maybe your allegiance to another team.
I hate the Bulls. Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
All right, next up, our buddy Boomer.
Hey,
yeah,
Boomer is some sort of cat, panther thing.
Yeah,
which somehow represents the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah.
We're going to do a whole blowout of the Pacers next year, so we'll just do a quick recap here and go through numbers. So Pacers last year, 38-44, almost missed the playoffs. Too many changes to go through here, so we'll go through it on the next one. We've gone through it in the offseason. We're going to start with Harper. Just throw your number out.
So I've just been changing all mine on the fly. What I really found out is that when I was done with my Eastern Conference predictions, I was about 50 wins over. So yeah, I took 3 wins away from everyone, and now I'm kind of whittling it back. But I'm going to go I'm gonna go 43.
Okay.
I don't take them away from the Pacers.
Sure.
Okay. 43 was my number as well. I'm gonna go with 42. I'm really nervous about this year. You know, PG's back. He's worth some wins, but yeah, we'll talk about that more next week. I'm down on this team. So.
Were you also at 43, Jason?
42 was my number. So, 42 I'm going to go optimistic. I'm going to say 45.
Hey.
I like this team. I think that, I mean, granted, it's the preseason, but we've seen some things. Like, they're getting up and down the floor more. They're averaging 100 points a game. And like we talked about last week a little bit with the Phoenix Suns, if you're just bringing energy and getting up and down the court every night, you can beat a lot of teams. And especially, I think, in the Eastern Conference. So I'm optimistic, and I really think that PG is a top 10 guy. So, Joey, tell us how badly we overhyped and how Vegas is.
No, you guys, you actually you made it so I cannot get this correct. Hey! So it's at 42.5.
That's really, really optimistic, I think, on Vegas' part.
So that's good. Yeah, no, Vegas is pretty happy with the healthy, you know, healthy Paul George, Monta Ellis, and I don't know. CJ Miles could have a good year, I think.
I don't want to be the doubter. I don't know that they're high on the Pacers. They're just really low on everybody else. That may be what's going on.
Although, I at my 42 number, that had the Pacers as the 8th seed in my Eastern Conference.
Yeah. I have them as my 8th seed.
On my 45, we're going to be top half of the bracket.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, do you want to give a special shout out, or I guess just RIP to Bowser? Mm.
Did he die?
The former.
Mario killed
him. He was buried in the parking lot, and he's never been seen again.
There's been no information released, so I just assume. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I thought he went to a farm upstate to stay with grandma.
That's exactly.
My mom promised me.
So, yeah, that was actually an interesting time, you know, that, you know, some teams don't have any mascots, and we had two.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe, you know, Boomer couldn't keep the crowd hype enough by
it's
himself.
It's not an unmarked grave. It's definitely, I'm sure, a happy farm somewhere. Don't worry about
He's
it.
He's out to stud.
It's exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's out to generate new mascots for these teams that don't have one.
Somebody's got to do it.
Did also, do you guys remember, I don't know if you guys saw a couple years ago, a year or two ago, Boomer broke a backboard in high school.
I think we've even linked to that.
I think we talked about that on this podcast.
I just didn't know if you remembered. There may have been some highlights in between.
I remember everything that's ever been said on this podcast. No.
Wow.
Don't hold me to that. Okay, next up, Bernie. Spelled with a U.
This is gonna be the Heat, right?
Miami
That's
Heat.
A really dumb mascot. Name.
Why is that? What is Bernie?
Weekend at Bernie's.
You don't remember this guy, Bernie, the guy that was a party incarnate.
No,
remember?
Oh
John?
My goodness! Yes, I do. I'm sorry. I tried to block it out because I was just.
He comes out and he has a little dance routine.
God,
and,
yeah,
it's great.
It's great is a word for it.
Okay.
What is he? Is it a guy?
He's he's joy incarnate.
Yeah, he's
or
joy incarnate. He's color and spice and happiness.
What form is this mascot in?
He's kind of like the Philly Fanatic-y looking, but with oranges and reds and
Okay.
He's pretty special.
He is that. Okay, the Miami Heat last year. 37-45, tragedy of a season. Wade's hurt. Bosch has a heart thing. Luol Deng. They trade for Dragic midway through the season, the Dragon. A few changes in the offseason. They get Justice Winslow through the draft because other GMs are idiots and let him fall that far. They sign Gerald Green, and they sign Amari Stoudemire's corpse. Which is great.
So it is like Weekend at Bernie's.
A little bit, yeah. So, excuse me, their starting lineup is potentially awesome. It's Dragic, Wade, Dang, Bosch, and Hassan Whiteside, who made a big splash last year. Justice Winslow is going to play a lot. They still have Mario Chalmers. They have our old friend McRoberts, McBob.
McBobby.
Yeah, he was hurt all last year, right?
Gerald Green, Stoudemire, and the Birdman is still kicking around. So if they're healthy, they can be dangerous. But let's get into it. Let's go to Joey.
This year, Vegas thinks the Heat are going to do 45.5 wins.
Whoa.
That's pretty good. Puts them above the Pacers. And yeah, I think, you know, I really liked Goran Dragic. And Hassan Whiteside was a huge pickup. All right, he just had a huge, not huge pickup. He had like legendary PER for short stints. Yeah, I think it's going to be a good team. And if Wade can do some work and get some rest, then they'll be good again. So that'll get them into the playoffs. And once the playoffs start, Wade can take over. And you know, healthy Bosch, of course, is going to be very, very helpful.
Colson.
I hate that I kind of like this team. I think they have one of the top starting fives in the league. And, you know, the only reason I'm tempering this number at all is because of their health. Potentially, you know, the Wade will probably only play 30 games, but I'm going to give them 47 wins.
Whoa, 47. I guess I'll go next. I agree with all this. I just feel like Wade's going to play 40 games. Are we sure Chris Bosh is fully back and healthy?
No, we're not.
Like, didn't he have some weird heart condition that
could
flare up at any moment, right? Like,
but he's really good.
He is super good, but if he's not on the basketball court,
he's not as good at basketball.
Right.
Yeah.
I think Dang is kind of broken down, but luck, they have Winslow to sort of pick up that slack, I think. I have him at 43. I wanted to make them worse. I wanted to put them out of the playoffs, but
right.
I couldn't.
I did too.
Figure out a way to do it. I suppose it's my predictions. I can do whatever I want. Harper.
I've got them at 45. I'm just going to split the difference here. I think that as much as I hate Spoelstra as a coach, he really has been there and done that. And even a crappy coach with that much, you know, NBA experience going deep into the postseason, you can be a pretty darn good coach. And I think at this point, he's a pretty damn good coach. So I think they'll be able to piece it together in a pretty soft East. I love Winslow. You know, if Bosch can, you know, play enough games, then this team is a force in the East. But that's I'm still on the under.
Right.
It's a big number, 45 and a half.
All right.
John takes the over. All right. Not that it matters
anyway. Why bother?
All right, next up, Franklin the Dog.
It's got to be the 76ers, right?
It is the 76ers.
Yeah, Benjamin Franklin, get it?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Philadelphia 76ers are entering year 18 of their rebuilding process. last year, they went 18-64. Blah. Beat the Pacers, though, and maybe kept them out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
They lost a bunch of people that you don't care about, but they drafted Jahlil Okafor. They traded for Carl Landry and Nick Stauskas. Their starting lineup is not, well, no, it's horrible. But they have Kendall Marshall, Stauskas probably, Robert Covington, Okafor, and Noel. No Joel Embiid yet again. He's out for his second consecutive season with a weird foot thing.
Oh my gosh, I am so shocked.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a number one draft pick that they wasted.
Again.
Again. Okafor might be decent, though. He's got pro-level footwork. Let's start with Colson this time.
Still, I feel like this team's the same that they always are. They are not trying to get better yet. I don't know at what point that they have decided they've collected enough assets to finally decide to get better. I don't think that's the year. This is the year that that happens, so I'm going to give them 17 wins.
Ouch.
Yeah, I'm slightly below that. I have them at 15.
Wow.
They're horrible. I mean, what are they?
But I thought 17. I mean, like, what's historically low? What's the low? 11?
Well, you picked somebody for 8 once, didn't you?
Or something. Yeah.
I think I did.
I think I meant to mention that it was the Phoenix Suns, who you also were super low on this year. And the last time you did that, they won like 50 games. So, no, yeah, I mean, the thing is that Houston did this a few years back, just collecting assets, but they were flipping them into something.
Right.
I think that Philly's just hoping that they strike gold in the draft, and clearly that hasn't happened yet. So, I don't know what's going on. Harper, what do you think?
I think in spite of how bad management is there, I mean, I think that one thing that they have managed to do is collect a bunch of young kids who play pretty hard and a coach who pushes them. I still think it's only good for 23 wins.
Well, it's so high.
And that seems really, really high.
Joey, where's Vegas on this?
Vegas is a little under Harper. It's 21.5. But yeah, man, they're I think they're just playing part of this asset game. They're not. There's no like end game. I know they say there is, and but Harper, did you send us? Was it you that sent that article on there, like the behind the scenes stuff last year?
I think that was Jason about the biometrics.
Or Jason, it was unbelievable. Like it just seems like such a train wreck over there. And
I would definitely not bet on this one though, Pacer Nation. Like I feel like I'm going for the under, but who knows? These young kids could totally gel, and I think this is a stay away bet.
Yeah. They could absolutely blow away that number and hit 22, 23 wins.
Yeah, they're not going to win 50 games, but they could definitely get significantly over 22.
I mean, it's 22 games. It's not. I mean, that's not very good. So yeah,
just a stay away.
There is a world in which that they could hit that for sure.
I don't know. I don't see it, but okay.
Colson, you said 15,
no,
right?
No, Jason said 15. I said 17.
I'm on 15.
You're 15. Okay. So what would you, Jason, what would you think if they were in the West? How many would they win?
It would be in the 10 to 11
Well,
range.
According to Jonathan Colson's metrics, being in the East is worth 20 wins. So
right. So they would absolutely lose.
That's right.
Negative 5 and 87 or something?
Yep. Pretty much. Okay, next up, G Wiz.
No.
Yeah.
You're kidding me, right?
Nope.
Like, not only is that some like 1950s goofy stuff, but it sounds like Cheese Whiz.
Yes. They have an alternative mascot. They have a G Man is their other mascot.
Oh yeah, not the G Man.
Yeah, and G Wiz is something that I don't even know what it is. It's some weird like Snuffleupagus looking
it's
dude.
It's not a wizard?
No. It's like a creature that he wears a wizard hat, but it's like he's not an actual. It's not like Gandalf. Like they should have freaking Gandalf should be
there. Yeah,
right.
That should be, yeah. So Snuffleupagus with a wizard hat is.
Yeah, a blue Snuffleupagus with a wizard jersey and a wizard hat is their mascot.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah. A lot of thought went into that.
Totally. The Wizards, 46-36 last year, made it to the second round of the playoffs, got a really nice young backcourt of Wall and Beal. Big loss, though. They lose Paul Pierce, and they lose Kevin Serafin. They bring in Jared Dudley, though, which kind of makes up for that, and Gary Neal, although it does not nearly make up for the playoff experience. Here's my thing with this team. Or actually, no. I'll let Harper, you start us off, and I'll do my spiel when I get to it.
Sure. Health has been a little bit of an issue out there with Beal. I really do like this team, especially in the East. John Wall is electric and probably still one of the most underrated players in the league with the year that he had last year. They won 46 last year. Apparently, I think that losing Paul Pierce is worth two losses because I got him at 44.
Paul Pierce is good.
He is. Useful. And like sure. I said, this probably is probably symptomatic of me taking away a bunch of teams from the East and just wantonly giving them to the West. But
sure. Joey, let's check in with Vegas.
They're 46 last year. They are 45.5 okay. this year. So, no change.
So, Paul Pierce is the anti-Lance Stevenson.
Right. So, I'm going to let you go last, Jason, because you need to rant on this, and it's your team. But I feel like they stay the same. I feel like losing Paul Pierce hurts, but I feel like they're going to be maybe a little bit more healthy, and John Wall and Beal are a year older, and I feel like all of that averages out. I like this team. I think they, you know, they're definitely getting to the second round of the playoffs as long as health is on their side. So,
I think this is the first year that you haven't claimed them to be the best backcourt in the league. I'm proud of you. That's growth.
It is growth. It only takes 3 years of potting to figure out where my gaps are as an analyst. Thanks.
Okay, so here's the thing. So there's lots of things going on with this team, and they played great in the playoffs. Part of it was a shockingly ingenious move by Randy Whitman to put Paul Pierce at the four and really stretch out teams and shoot threes. In theory, they can do that more this year, right? They don't have Paul Pierce, but Jared Dudley, I think, can kind of play that role. And here's the other thing. For me, for this team to make a leap to being a contender, it's all dependent on Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal has to become Klay Thompson, right? And then they can start starting this argument again about they're the best backcourt, best young backcourt in the league or whatever. He showed me a little bit in the playoffs last year. He made some clutch plays, did some good things, but he's always on the injury table, and that scares me. Despite that, I like this team. I have them winning 48 games and being, that's the four seed or something for me in the Eastern Conference.
Okay. Do it.
So let's do it. Come on, Wizards. Time to make a deep run. Okay, next up. Harry.
I'm going to assume Harry the Raptor. Ooh. No, no. Mm-hmm.
Nope.
I like that idea, though. Because
no, surprisingly, reptiles do not have hair. So
that's why I liked it. I thought it was
not an abnormal. It's clever.
What form is Harry? Is Harry a man, a beast?
Harry's definitely a bear.
Well, if I tell you what Harry is, it gives it away.
Oh, I see.
I like alliteration, so maybe he's a hawk.
He is a hawk. Hey. Harry the hawk. Yeah. Hotlanta. Last year, 60 wins. What?
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
Just a freaking magical season. Yeah. Kyle Korver shooting the ball at historic levels. Jeff Teague playing phenomenal basketball. Millsap and Horford doing things. Big pickups this offseason. They get Tiago Splitter. They traded their draft pick for Tim Hardaway Jr. for some reason. I don't know why they do that. They did lose Damari Carroll and the land of antiquity.
You're just encouraging him.
Okay, so here's my thing. I think that last year this team was just playing way over their heads. Somehow they caught lightning in a bottle. They won 19 straight games at one point. I think they regressed to the mean dramatically. I mean, Korver's a great shooter. I don't think there's any way that he has the season that he did last year. Splitter does help them, I think, a little bit. But I have them dropping down to 52 wins. I think they're still good. I think they play a good brand of basketball. So let's go to Colson next.
So 52 is my number. I'm gonna give them 53. I think they have a great system. They got great coaching. You know, I think there is a hyper paro arc that doesn't.
Well, you act surprised it didn't work. None of them work.
Anyway, I think they do lose something from losing Antich and definitely Carroll. It's just they're gonna run over the East because they play well and together, and they're gonna catch people with their system. I don't think it translates to playoff wins necessarily, but let's give them 53 wins.
All right. Joey.
Vegas is looking at a big regression, 49.5.
Wow.
Did does Vegas have a reason for that?
All of the things that you just mentioned.
Well, they are...
Besides Pero Antich, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I think Antich is going to just destroy this locker room. No, I think, you know, I think really, partially, people are going to be ready. You know, and you can kind of erase Korver. Like, in the playoffs, Korver wasn't nearly as effective because they just throw somebody, you know, in his shorts the whole game. He couldn't get the ball. I mean, when he can't get the ball, he's not doing... He's not... You don't... If he can't make... If he's not scoring, you don't keep him on the floor.
Because he can't play defense, right?
Right. I mean, he's a, whatever, mediocre defender or worse. And Damari Carroll, you know, was the best thing I think they had in the playoffs. And he gone.
He is gone. Harper.
I mean, this team last year was the Suns from 3 years ago, right? I mean, they're just the same thing. They're definitely back walking. They may never be that good again. That may have been it. I don't know. I do like their coach. I mean, this is a team that plays hard. They definitely do have more talent than the Suns. I'm not saying that they don't. And they play in a soft East. But they're not going to catch anybody by surprise this year. Somebody's going to figure this out. And everybody's going to watch the film. And they win 49. I'll take the under.
Okay.
All right.
That's fair.
I kind of like that. I kept trying to take more. I kept taking wins away, and then I was like, are they really 8 wins worse? 10 wins worse? But you're probably right. They probably, yeah. Damn it. Should have taken more away. Atlanta. Yeah. Oh, well. Okay, next up is Hooper. Hooper is a horse.
Hooper's a horse?
Hooper is a horse.
Yeah. Oh, that would be Detroit.
Yes, the Detroit Pistons.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they'd have some like super awesome hot rod for a mascot.
Yeah, go with that. Just embrace the car culture.
Well, I think that's what the horse is meant to do, right?
Yeah.
Horsepower.
Horsepower,
and,
okay.
Yeah.
Lot of degrees of separation.
Yeah, exactly. I went to horse and buggy, okay. Which is the opposite of a car. Is it the opposite of a car, or is it? I don't know. I just got deep real fast.
Yeah, whoa, man. Whoa.
I think you thought you did.
I think you thought you did. The Detroit Pistons were not good last year. They went 32-50. Bit of turnover with this team. No more Greg Monroe. As we mentioned, he's now in Milwaukee. Tayshaun Prince, he gone. And Caron Butler retired. I think. Maybe he's playing somewhere. I don't know. They got one of the Morris twins, Marcus. I don't know if that's the good one or the bad one. I think it's the bad one.
I think it's the bad one, too.
They got Danny Granger as well. They signed Aaron Baines, who's a power forward off the bench guy. And they drafted Stanley Johnson, who I'm quasi excited about. I'm not sure what this team does. They traded for Reggie Jackson and then gave him a bunch of money to be their point guard of the future. And they have Andre Drummond, who is a beast, granted. The rest of it, I don't know. They got Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, I guess. Ersan Ilyasova. That's a nice piece.
Nice piece on a good team. It's a shitty piece on a bad team.
Sure. They do have Stan Van,
yeah,
who is one of the, you know, 5 or 6 coaches that kind of matter in this league.
It's been a few years since he proved that he was one of the 5 or 6 coaches that matter.
Yeah. And at that time, he had one of the top 5 talents in the league, right?
Yep.
And, all right, let's let Joey let Vegas tell us where the barometer should be kind of set.
This year, we're looking at a little bit better, 33.5. I don't know, it's... I thought Reggie Jackson was...
Why are they better? Can you explain that to me, Joey? They're not better.
Well, I think Reggie Jackson's a good player. I don't think he... I don't remember what his contract was, but I remember
really
it was ridiculous.
I don't like him that much. Also, they lost Greg Monroe. They're worse.
Well, they had problems having Monroe and Drummond play at the same time anyway. So they solved that problem,
I suppose. And Drummond is really good.
That would make them...
Ideally, it would make them better, but... I don't think Ilyasova is you're right. He's a piece on a good team, not a featured power forward. I think they win 25 games,
And I think this team needs to figure it out fast because they're going to lose Drummond, and he's the future of that franchise. And if they don't figure out how to put something around him, he's going to leave.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I think my number is higher than it should be. I have him at 30, but still under Vegas. Harper, what do you got?
I also had them at 30. They were one of the I found some wins out there, as you'll find out later. This is not one of the teams that I was planning on giving them to. I'll go under you. I don't have much faith in this team. I'll go 29.
Fair enough. Yeah. There's nothing that excites me about them.
It doesn't seem like there's anything that they do particularly well. Like, what's their identity?
That's exactly it. Is what are they? Yeah.
And I can see the argument that, you know, maybe getting rid of Monroe and largely keeping these other guys together maybe can start to create a sense of continuity, but they're going out there blind this year.
Yeah. They don't have anybody that can shoot the ball. Who shoots the ball the best on the team? Jody Meeks is their best shooter?
Maybe Ilyasova.
Maybe Ilyasova. Yeah, that's not good when Ilyasova is your best scorer.
Absolutely.
I guess Jackson is your best scorer, but...
Well, but he's a slasher.
But he can't spread the floor, yeah.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. I do see the Pacers losing a shitty game to them in, like, February, that's going to cost us the fucking playoffs, really.
And that will happen, yeah.
We might lose a shitty game early in the year, not late in the year.
Okay. Should we take halftime now?
Yeah, I think that's a good suggestion, Coulson. Okay, cool. I think let's take a break and let's listen to some hot tracks.
Shout out.
You want to shout out to him?
Yeah, right, I love this track.
Thank you for coming out tonight. Got a special treat for y'all this evening. Do y'all want me to bring them out? Do y'all want me to bring them out? Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce the man of the hour.
To get the crowd pumped, make them asthmatic. Kill the show and drop the mic like a bad habit. These mere mortals want to battle, no, I combat it. We got beef about to blow, that's fantastic. Get it? I would be nothing without the fans. Same way a goal is nothing without the plans. Mess with my fam, no limbs, we throwing hands. I'm like an infant, determined to take a stand. Ye said Bush doesn't like black people. I think we all hate niggas, love black people. Obama got elected twice, love that sequel. The world's evil, but music makes us all equal. One verse turn the stage into a cathedral. Lyrics so dope, a 16 should be illegal. You got a purpose on this earth, somebody needs you. May the Lord save you and your brother keep you. The divine leads you and your dreams feed you. Belonging with the stars, R2-D2. Got the force with me from now to the coffin. Rock a crowd, have them skywalking. Now that's high. Get them high, get them high.
Coulson, you were right. That was a hot track.
Yeah.
It makes me want to talk about more about the Eastern Conference. Let's talk about our next mediocre to crappy team that is cheered on heartily by Hugo.
Ooh, I feel like I know this
Hugo
one.
The Bear, who also is the mascot for the Hornets.
Mm. You're right and wrong.
But somehow managed to kind of get there.
Hugo does cheer on the Hornets, but he's actually a Hornet. He's not a Bear.
Sure, that makes a little more sense.
Yeah. So the Hornets last year, 33-49. Just ugly to watch all year long. Lots of turnover here. Got rid of Lance, Bismack Biyombo, Noah Vonleh, Gerald Henderson. Throw basketballs at spectators' heads someplace else. Bring in Nicholas Batum, Jeremy Lin, draft Frank Kaminsky.
Frank the Tank.
The biggest blow to this team in the offseason happened just recently when Michael Kidd-Gilchrist took an awkward fall and separated his shoulder and has to have surgery and will be out for the year. And that is a big blow to them. Last year, I don't know what the exact number is, but it was something like they were 6-22 when he was not in the lineup or something like that. Now, granted, they were probably 8-18 when he was in it, but still. Let's start with Harper on this one.
This team just doesn't excite me a lot. They did get rid of some of the right guys. And I like the Boom Boom Batum pickup. He's going to have a better year. Spencer Hawes is useful. But they weren't that good last year. Almost inexplicably really bad last year. This is another team that I'm not giving any wins back to. I got them on 30. They just don't do anything for me.
Gotcha. Colson.
Big Al Jefferson's one of my favorite players in the NBA. Fundamentals, just a beast down low, and can kind of score at will. And I have written down that he's worth 30 wins, but I have given the Hornets 28 wins. I really don't like anything else that's going on with them. I thought losing Michael, MKG, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. That's hard to say. No, I just don't like where they're going with the team. So love Big Al, and docking some wins from what I think he deserves.
Gotcha. So wait, so Harper, you said 30.
I said 28.
You said 28. Oh boy.
Come on, buddy.
Well, the number I've written down is 34, which doesn't make any sense to me. I want to go way lower than that.
You just described their starting lineup, and you were like,
Yeah. I mean, I guess I love Batum, and I feel like he's going to be a monster in that lineup. But here's it. I read this interesting article, if I can find it, we'll link to, by Kurt Goldsberry, who works for Grantland, and he does a lot of statistical analysis. And he has this one metric. So basically, the worst shot that you can take in basketball is an unassisted mid-range jump shot. So something where you try to break down the defender and just shoot a jump shot over them.
From
so like
20 feet.
The old Michael Jordan shot. Right. Basically,
or the Lance Stevenson if you're new school.
Right, exactly, yeah. And the reason it's and it has the worst effective field goal percentage. So people that do that from the three-point arc, they shoot a little bit worse, but when they make it, they get 3 points instead of two. So it's slightly more valuable. And he calls these on my own field goal attempts, or OMFGs, which is a great acronym for them, because that's what all the fan bases are saying when Lance Stevenson is doing his thing. And Charlotte led the league in OMFGs last year. So as much as Clifford the Big Red Coach is a great defensive guy, and I think Batum is going to excel in there, their offense is just... It's built for the 1980s.
It's just Jefferson. Yeah. It's just Jefferson.
So, screw these guys. I'm going to go... I'll go 26.
Woo!
Boy.
Pound the under.
Sure.
Just drop that by 8. I hope you have 8 more wins to dole out.
I know exactly who I'm going to give them to. All right. I know. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Okay. Joey, where is Vegas on this?
Vegas likes these guys more than you. 32.5.
Pound the under.
The season.
So we're on
Pacer
the under.
Nation.
On that.
Pound the under.
Yeah, I want to change mine to 33 now. I want to take the over.
Nah.
I'm already on board with you guys.
Too late.
Too late.
Okay, next up. Lucky.
Ooh. Lucky, lucky, lucky. Can we get a hint?
An easy one.
Lucky the Bucky.
Oh.
All right. No, we already did the Bucks.
Lucky the Bucky.
This has got to be related
Lucky
to
the Leprechaun.
The Boston Celtics.
The Boston Celtics. That's right. Celts went 40-42 last year. Somehow made the playoffs over the Indiana Pacers. Few changes. No more Brandon Bass. And they traded for David Lee, who is by far the best player that they've had in 5 years or something. They also traded for Amir Johnson. They drafted RJ Hunter. I don't know why I found that interesting, but I feel like he could score in the NBA. And I don't know who this other guy is that I wrote down, so I'm not even going to say his name. They have a starting lineup of Marcus Smart, Avery Bradley, Jay Crowder, David Lee, and Tyler Zeller. They have Amir Johnson and apparently ridiculously in shape Jared Sullinger, Isaiah Thomas coming off the bench, and they have President Brad Stevens coaching them. Colson, I'm going to make you go before I go.
David Lee is an absolute beast in the East. He's worth some wins and coaching. So I'm giving these guys 44 wins. They could use some more pieces, and if they do, they can definitely be in the top half of the East by next year.
Gotcha. So I just took a bunch of wins away from Charlotte, and I'm going to give some of them to Boston. I had them at 38, but I'm going to give them 41. I think they're 500. Somehow Brad Stevens always wins games, somehow. Joey, where's Vegas at?
Just up a little over you, 42.5 this season. I think, yeah, they're on a slight upward trajectory, and you know, it could be interesting to see what David Lee does. You know, he hasn't, was it last year, he didn't get to play near as much as he wanted, mm-hmm. probably, but he's going to unleash his skills on the Eastern Conference.
I feel like he's an all-star in the East.
What?
Yeah. Who?
That's
you're smoking crack.
He's going to be the only guy on that team. I feel like he probably makes the All-Star team. Yeah, that's bold prediction. Write it down. Drop the
prediction.
Drop the jingle. Whatever you need to do. David Lee makes the All-Star team.
All right.
Wow.
At the forward position, you understand that, right?
Yeah.
At the front court position.
So LeBron James is out this year?
No. LeBron's still making it.
Okay. I just had this team flat. I love Brad Stevens, and I feel like getting him back to 40 is the Brad Stevens bump. Mm-hmm. David Lee's fine, but of all the positions in the East that I think people can defend, 4 is just way up there. They don't have anybody young who's getting better. They're flat. They're 40. I hope Brad Stevens does better, but that's where I got him.
That's fair. I think I kind of felt the same way. I mean, I feel like Isaiah Thomas was a big thing for them last year, and having a whole year of him is going to be good.
I'm also not convinced that having a whole year of Marcus Smart is a good thing.
See, that's the thing, is I don't know what his ceiling is, or if he's reached it, or what he is in the NBA.
If he's going to explode a locker room, yeah. I mean, I don't know what that guy is.
I don't think they make the playoffs, though. To me, they're not a playoff team in my Eastern Conference. All right, next up. This one makes no fucking sense. Moondog.
Ah, it's the Cavs, right?
The Cavs. Why is their mascot a moondog?
Why isn't your mascot a moondog?
You have no explanation, Colson?
I was going to say, I knew what it was, and I think that the East is trying to separate itself from bears by making dogs.
We found the fundamental difference
between the East and the West.
And this is why the West is so much better, because a bear would maul a dog.
It's true.
All right, the Cavs. You know these Cavs. They were 53-29 last year. They were in the NBA Finals. They have the best player on the planet in LeBron James. They have Kyrie Irving. They have Kevin Love, Timofey Mozgov, Iman Shumpert, brought J.R. Smith back, signed Mo Williams, signed Richard Jefferson. Varejao is healthy for, what is this, October? Yeah, October. This is the month that he's healthy.
Yeah.
So they got him for a couple more weeks. Yeah. This team is, you know, whatever. It's LeBron. They're going to win a bunch of games. They're probably not going to care too much about the regular season. I think they have to figure out a way to make Kevin Love work well, better in that system, to maximize his talents, which they didn't really do last year. The only question I have for this team is when is it okay for them to fire David Blatt and promote Tyronn Lue to the head coaching position? And why didn't they do that in the offseason? I don't understand.
Or at any point last season when things looked terrible.
Yeah. But I have these guys winning 54 games. That's second in the East for me. I just think they'll be on cruise control the whole time. There's no reason for them to go run over the Eastern Conference. So, let's go to Harper next.
I generally agree with that. I had them written down at 55, and I know I'm boxed in, but I'll stick with it. I think that they will win the East. Maybe LeBron's pissed off, but, you know, there's no point in going out there and putting it all on the line to wrap up a 25-game regular season win streak. It just doesn't make any sense. So
yeah.
Get your team playing the right way, you know. Take a week off in January if you feel like it.
Make sure everybody's healthy.
Yeah. Make sure that's everybody's exactly healthy. Right. And, you know, get ready for the playoffs. That's all it is.
Yep.
The East is terrible. They're going to win a bunch of games.
Colson.
Yeah, they have all the talent. I think they were figuring out how to use all of their talent near the end of the season, and then they had to figure out something else during the finals, and I think figured out something else there too. I think there's a chance there to kind of combine those lessons and, you know, just kind of casually roll through the East. It's not that hard when you got LeBron. So I'm going with 57 wins, number one seed.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That sort of thing.
There's a part of me too that still doesn't trust Kyrie Irving, you know, that still doesn't really trust Kevin Love to find his place. Like, there's things that could go wrong, but like their basement with a healthy LeBron is what? 50 games?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Joey, what does Vegas say their basement is?
Vegas is looking 56 and a half this year. I think that's
took the over, eh?
You did.
Win in the East.
All right. Well, I'm not going to tell any Pacer Nation to take that to Vegas, but I'm okay.
Yeah, that's a stay away because they could easily, you know, stumble into, yeah, like you said, like a 15-game winning streak or something, and that would put them over that number, or they don't happen to do that, and they're just under it. So.
Right, that's a stay away.
I love that their cruise control is still winning the East.
No, yeah, it pretty much is. Yeah.
Okay, next up. John. I need you. I have a project for you. I need a mascot. And I need it today. Come up with the mascot now.
Okay. I can't be. I'm John here in this scenario. I'm going to say it's a bear with
which is actually fitting this time.
For yeah, exactly. Yeah. With a hat that's like a
Russian bear.
Yeah, exactly. But it also looks like a net, like an upside down net. And he's called Netty the Bear.
John, this is brilliant. Can you also coach my team?
I was going to have it was like three bears. And they fit inside each other, the nesting bears.
Okay, nesting bears. And
then you actually have three mascots.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's good. It's good. And instead of Netty, we call him Nesty. It'll be good. Yeah.
Nesty. Good. Somebody write this down. You should have a record of this.
Copyright.
Okay, the Brooklyn Nets, of course, is who we're talking about.
I thought they were going to be the Brooklyn Knights. And then they were going
to
have knights.
They
that,
used
like,
to have a knight as the mascot.
Yeah.
And there's and talk were of bringing him back, but they haven't done it yet.
Okay.
So.
Came in on a horse and stuff. That used to happen.
Came in on a horse.
He did. No, he was like, yeah, I don't know. It was like Renaissance Fair. When he,
yeah.
Always good for a professional basketball team run by Jay-Z. That's excellent.
Okay, the Brooklyn Nets were 38-44 last year.
That's how did that happen?
I don't know.
How did that happen?
I mean, they had dudes, you know, but whatever. They don't have Deron Williams anymore. They lost Mirza Teletovic. They signed Andre Bargnani.
And see, that's where their season ended.
Yeah,
that's right. They drafted Hollis Jefferson, who could be decent. Best signing, though, they got the Sloan Ranger.
Yeah.
Who is definitely going to play minutes for them, I think.
Yeah.
He should ride it on a horse.
Their starting lineup is Jarrett Jack, Bogdanovich, Joe Johnson, Thaddeus Young, Brooke Lopez. They got Thomas Robinson off the bench. I'm going to... Joey, you go first.
Brooklyn Nets, 28.5. They are not good. They have no future.
They have no future. Harper. Hey,
That seems wildly high to me.
That's the thing. You know, we talked about this, that the big market teams are going to be higher because of the betting line, and that's what this is.
Maybe. So there were a bunch of teams that I you know, took wins away from. Mm-hmm. This was not one of them. I had them at 22, and I'm sticking with it. Mm. This team sucks.
Yep.
The only good thing that they have is Brook Lopez, and he's going to play like 20 games.
Yep. Colson.
I gave them 26 wins, and it was largely due to Brook Lopez playing 20 games and winning most of those, and then Joe Johnson hitting a couple game winners, and that was
he
it.
He does do that.
Yeah, I mean, they're just – this is awful. I feel terrible for, you know, people who live
for Jay-Z and his beautiful wife, Beyonce.
Yeah, I guess I don't feel that bad for anybody.
Tough sledding.
Yeah.
Screw and you guys. Billionaire owner.
That's right. Yeah,
I think this bad at all. Might be the worst team in the league.
Whoa! All right.
15 is my number, and I'm sticking to it. I think they're tied with Philadelphia for the worst team in the league. I do not like anything about them. I don't like their roster. I don't like their coach. I think their owner is like showing up to practices and doing drills with them. It's a joke. They're a freaking joke. And yeah, I don't know how they won 38 games last year. I guess on freaking talent alone.
Brook Lopez, Darren Williams.
I don't know, kind of this is a spite thing. I'm tired of Joe Johnson playing like absolute crap, but still somehow putting up 20 points a night.
3 seconds every game.
Yeah.
Right. And makes $23 million a year.
Yep.
Did he make the All-Star team? Was it last year or was it the year before? It was still inappropriate for that to happen.
That's obvious. I'm obviously irrational with that, but
wow!
So I think we're pound the under.
We all took the under, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
All right. Next up, Spike Lee. He's the mascot for the Knicks. No, they have no mascot. The Knicks were atrocious last year. They won 17 games. They did some things in the offseason to somewhat fix that situation. In theory, Carmelo Anthony is now healthy. They signed the latest great European hype, Kristaps Porzingis, with the number four pick in the draft, wasn't it? Something like that.
Number four.
And Justice Winslow was sitting there. They signed Aaron Aflalo and Robin Lopez.
The two worst parts of the Trailblazers starting five.
Yeah. Their potential starting lineup is Calderon, Aflalo, Melo, Porzingis, or Kevin Serafin, maybe, and Lopez.
Calderon? Really?
Ouch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was good like 5 years ago.
Let's start with Harper on this one.
I got to go last on this one.
Oh, you got to go last. All right. I'll go first. I think they're horrible. 25 is my number.
Oh, that is very kind of you, sir.
I think Melo's still... If Melo's Melo...
No, look, I gave...
They
I
won
gave
17
the
last year, and they didn't have Melo for half the season.
No, I gave Melo healthy, but completely dysfunctional. That's what I wrote down. Knicks 20 wins.
Okay. Joey, where's Vegas on this?
Vegas is
35.
Going to be higher because of the Knickerbockers being in the New York. 31.5. But I'm guessing that the guy who wrote that down was laughing while he did it.
All the way to the bank.
Pound the under. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
All right, Harper.
So here's what I see on this team. We've talked about Porzingis. If that guy turns out in the NBA, it's going to be 4 years down the road.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They needed a player now in the draft, and they didn't bother to take it.
Nope.
Aaron Aflalo had a great year 2 years ago on a terrible team. You put him on a good team last year, he had a terrible season. So presumably he'll have a good year, but his team will suck.
Mm-hmm.
And the ultimate kiss of death, they signed Derek Williams to a multi-year deal.
Mm.
You can't do that if you're serious about winning. They're going to shut down Carmelo in the third week of the season. I needed some wins to go around, so I made this real easy on myself. I gave him fucking zero. They're blanking this year.
Pound the under, apparently. First team to never win a game.
They shut down Carmelo 3 weeks.
Oh, are they going to trade him to somebody that matters, or what are we going to? Doesn't matter.
No, they're too spiteful for that. They're New York.
Oh, poor Knicks fans.
Oh, that's awful. Actually, I don't care about the Knicks fans at all.
Yeah, you're right.
Screw you guys.
Wow, that is amazing. All right. So, potentially historically bad season in New York. Stay tuned. All right, next up, Stripes.
I guess that's... Stripes. Did Raptors have stripes?
I guess so. According to the Toronto Raptors, they did.
Those Canadian archaeologists.
That's right.
Off the res.
Yeah, Stripes is cheering on the Raptors, who last year went 49-33. It's a lot of ball games that they won. Some changes in the offseason, though. They got rid of Lou Williams and Gravis Vasquez and Amir Johnson and Tyler Hansborough. Okay, that last one doesn't matter. And they brought in Damari Carroll.
Hey guys, that's not fair. That's not fair. I come to practice every day and play hard.
I could really be a starting power forward in this league.
Come on, guys. I just need to get my flow.
Where was I at? Okay, they bring in Damari Carroll. They sign Corey Joseph and Scola. Good job.
We're a little bit rusty.
We'll fix it in post. Yeah, I kind of spurred on it.
That was like the slow jam version.
Harper was really dragging that one out.
Okay. Yeah. This team.
Slow jam.
I like their starting lineup. Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan. You add in DeMar Carroll, Patrick Patterson, Jonas Valanciunas, Terrence Ross off the bench, Scola. They also have Bismack Biyombo now. Colson, let's start with you.
I feel like they have some depth. I mean, I agree with you. And I feel like I like Kyle Lowry. I also think Scola is worth a bump. But they're going to miss Tyler Hansborough. So I'm going to give them 43 wins. They're good. They're a medium level team. They're not elite. They're going to be a 4, 5, 6, or 7 seed and not go anywhere in the playoffs.
Joey,
we've got them at 45.5 this year. I don't know. I kind of like the. I think they had been sort of on an upswing for the last couple of years, and adding Damari Carroll is a good move. You named off. I think they have like 8 legitimate basketball players right there, which is going to get you kind of far. So, but I think the issue that they've had the last couple of years has just been the playoffs
and getting. But Paul Pierce, by Paul Pierce
is gone out of. He's out of the East, so they'll have to do it in the finals.
So your prediction, finals, and then Paul Pierce from the Clippers beats them. This is a great prediction, Joey.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Game winner in Game 7 in Toronto. Maybe.
Yes.
This is why they brought me here.
That's fantastic. Okay, I'll go next. Can't decide on this team. I have them regressing a little bit, but I don't exactly know why. Because I like
exactly
Carroll. I love Lowry. I mean, I think that losing Lou Williams hurts, but maybe Terrence Ross can fill in those points off the bench. I mean, 46 is the number I've written down, so I guess we'll just go with that and make it impossible for Joey to win this one. Thank you. Take one for the team here, I guess.
There you go.
Yeah.
I don't hate this team. I just don't particularly like this team. And the only reason that they won 49 games was the conference, or the division, rather, that they were in.
Mm-hmm. Their division is still unbelievably bad.
And it's true. Their division is still unbelievably bad. But none of these guys really excite me that much. And I feel like they were playing a little bit above their head this season. Again, this is one of those teams caught a lot of teams by surprise. Like they were winning massive games against the West last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to happen this year. They're just going to get torched. I got them at 39 wins.
Whoa!
They're not 39. Making the playoffs.
Wow!
They might make it in my bracket. Right. Where...
I just feel like I like Jonas Valanciunas, but he's got to make a leap, like, and soon if this team is going to go anywhere with him.
I feel like I've been waiting for the Terrence Ross leap. Haven't seen it. I've been waiting, you know, when's the Valanciunas leap? I don't know.
Yeah.
Are Lowry and DeRozan going to be more effective on the floor?
I don't love DeRozan. Efficiency? I'm sorry, I don't.
Yeah. I agree. Good luck, Toronto. All right. Last one is the best name of mascots in the Western Conference in the Eastern Conference, because we established last week that Slamson is clearly the best mascot name in the NBA. But this one, Stuff the Magic Dragon. That's right. He lived by the sea.
That is pretty solid.
Orlando Magi. Last year were 25-57. They didn't make a ton of moves. They lost Mo Harkless. They drafted this kid, Mario Hezonja, who is going to be pretty good in the NBA. Deadeye shooter, kind of the thing that they've been missing. They also signed C.J. Watson, so co-former Pacers.
Yay!
They have a starting lineup of Elfrid Payton, Victor Oladipo, Tobias Harris, Channing Frye, and Nikola Vucevic. Off the bench, in addition to Hezonja and Watson, Aaron Fournier and Aaron Gordon probably will play some minutes for them. Okay, so here's a stat for you. Elfrid Payton, in the month of March last year, dropped a 13, 8.5 assists, and 6 rebounds and 2 steals a game line. He good. That kid is good.
He's good, and he's got great hair.
He does have great hair.
A long way in this league.
And a lot of it, too.
Oladipo is a player that just keeps getting better every year. Vucevic could have arguably been an all-star last year. I think he makes that leap this year. He's a double-double. He's going to average 20 and 12 again. 22 and 12, something like that. Like I said, I think Hezonja is going to give them something that they didn't have, which is just a dead-eye shooter to help spread the floor to create even more space for Payton and Oladipo. I like this team a lot. If I had the balls, I would have taken wins away from Miami and put them in the playoffs, but I didn't have enough balls. So I have them at 43 wins and just narrowly missing the playoffs. Joey, tell me how dumb I am.
You, sir, are pretty dumb. I don't think you're dumb. Vegas thinks that they're going to win 32 and a half this year.
Vegas is wrong. Vegas.
Yeah. No, I'm way high on this team. Not as high as Jason, but...
Wait, Jason is higher on the Magic than you?
Yeah, no, and...
well-coached Orlando Magic.
They're no longer well-coached because Jacques Vaughn's no longer with them.
Who is their coach? Actually, I was trying to figure out this out.
Scotty Skiles.
Yeah.
Oh, Skiles is their coach? Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're good.
You're good.
Yes.
Yeah, give him 45 now.
I do like Scott Skiles, and he's coming home to the franchise that he's... had 30 assists in a game for, and actually holds the record for most assists in a game, the old Scotty Skiles. I have 37 wins. Next to them, I've got them on the rise, but still 1 year away. So,
gotcha. Harper.
Those are big leaps. This is a team that I wanted to give more wins to, but just didn't have them. I gave them 33. Say games. They'll win more than that.
Still a good improvement, yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what this team can actually put together. Expect a slow start to the season, and you know there'll probably be some bumps, you know, All-Star break too. But this is a team that next year is, I mean, really, really watch out.
They're in the playoffs next year. And I think even this year, especially the second half of the season, nobody's going to want to play them. They may not win that many games, but it's going to be tough to go into that house. They can steal wins from really good teams, I think.
Well, so here's a point I was going to make. Is something it's not a disservice to them, but their home court advantage is not exactly a home court advantage, right? And if they had a rabid fan base, a young team like this could really feed off of that. And they just don't have that. So teams can go into their gym and just beat them. That's what the Pacers did last year, right? We were there. Orlando outplayed them for 44 minutes. And then there just wasn't enough like energy in the building, and the Pacers just crawled their way back and stole it at the end, right? I mean, granted, Damjan Rudess, Golden God, came
we
alive.
We had the Golden God, I mean, and they didn't. I think that was the difference.
Maybe there was nothing the crowd could have done. But regardless, I think that they dropped. And we were talking to the cashier guy, and he was like, yeah, they're in every game, and then they just lose in the last 5 minutes. And maybe if they had a better home crowd, they might steal a few more of those games.
So that's some of it. Seasoning is some of it.
Yeah, veteran team. They're all really young. You know.
But a year is not a lot older, and they also picked up some new young great talent, you know, Aaron Gordon, and you know, this is not an experienced team, and they're going to lose some that they should win, and they're going to win some that they should lose.
You don't think CJ Watson provides that calm veteran leadership in the locker room to
if I thought that I had a calm veteran locker room for the last 2 years, then I would agree with you. Maybe not so much.
Good call.
It's CJ Have It All, right? Is that what his nickname is?
CJ Watson Have It All. All right, that's it. That's all of the mascots in the Eastern Conference.
Nice job, JT.
Thanks, man.
I think we've learned. You know, what we did last week was we decided what ways were to make the money here. I think we're going to make the money off every decision we made this week. Vegas is all wrong on the East. We got this. We got this on lock.
Indeed. I mean, there's just each of these teams are so mediocre that they could go one way or another. I think it's harder to predict.
No, you're right. But I think there's some that are pretty obvious. Like, for example, the Magic.
For example, the Knickerbockers.
Yeah, the Knicks and the Magic are both going to be, I think.
Yeah, I mean, if the Magic fans aren't showing up for the games, they're not showing up for the betting line either.
Right. Mm-hmm. Take the over, Pacer Nation.
Yeah, so that was the only agreement that we had on an over in the East. We did agree on three unders, namely the Nets, who Vegas installed at 28.5, Detroit, who Vegas has at 33.5, and of course the Knickerbockers, who were at 31.5, which is just outrageous. Pound, pound, pound the under and make your dough.
Yeah, for sure. On all of those, really.
Yeah, those are high.
Freaking solid. Yeah. I gotta book a flight to Vegas.
Yeah, who's going to Vegas? All right. So, I'll write these down here.
Are you just going to just listen to the podcast while you're making your bets?
Okay. That's what everybody should do it.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, so what we have from last week to this week is we definitely want to encourage legal gambling. The over on Dallas, Memphis, Minnesota, New Orleans, Utah, and the Magic. And then the under on the Knicks, Nets, and the Pistons. That's our consensus as undebeated. That's our consensus as the undebeatables. I don't know. I was trying to make us the undebeated casters. That doesn't... What am I doing? All
right. Nobody knows what you're doing.
Nobody knows. All right, go ahead, Harper.
All right, so the playoff bracket in the East from 1 to 8 is going to look, by averaging our predictions, Cleveland will end up stealing the East, much to Jason's chagrin, with 55 wins. Number 2 is Atlanta. Just edging out shy at 3. Washington will be number 4 in the top half. Miami at number 5. Number six is Milwaukee. Number seven is Toronto. And number eight, thank God, is Indiana.
That would have been bad.
Yeah.
I don't want to tell you how close that was.
Boston who's nine? Boston?
Yeah, Boston.
Number nine. I was actually just kidding. I didn't actually do the math on that. Yeah, I think it was Boston, though. Yeah. Boston's just shy of 42, and okay. We're just over 43. So we actually did have a little bit of breathing room.
Okay.
Thanks in large part to my zero pick for the Knicks, who are now – and what's funny about that is even with my zero for the Knicks, as a group, as Undebeatables, they're still tied with Toronto for total wins for the season.
No.
18.125.
Not Toronto.
No.
Philly.
Sixers. Not Toronto.
Sorry, Philly.
Wow, they're still tied with your zero. Huh?
Tied,
wow.
Yeah, with my zero.
That's my bad.
Being honest, I was only going to give him like 15 wins.
No, I guess that's Joey's bad.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Joey.
That's Vegas.
My hands were tied.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just offsetting Vegas for everyone.
Coolio. Well, there you have it. Eastern Conference. Previewed. Boom.
Done and done.
So next week is the big Pacer preview blowout. And we're going to get in-depth, behind the scenes, all the good stuff. And then, tell you what, guys, regular season starts real soon. So we get to watch some actual competitive basketball. You notice we're not even talking about the preseason games because they don't matter. And they're not really fun.
Although that being said, we lamented the Pacers losing their first preseason game and Paul George getting owned by Anthony Davis, but the Pacers have been undefeated since then.
Yep.
And Paul George is pretty much killing it. So,
yeah.
I think they're slowly figuring things out, maybe.
And Miles Turner's looked pretty good in limited minutes. Mm-hmm. They're kind of working on his sore knees, but he's looked great when he's been out there. This could be, we'll talk more about it, but
yep.
I will try to like slowly become more optimistic about this team.
It's easy. It's easy with all the wins that we're going to dial up.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Winning solves a lot of problems, including your problems too. Somehow, Cleveland got like four games in five nights, like in the preseason, which I don't know how.
Are you serious? Happened. Is that why all those guys were sitting when we played them?
Yeah, because LeBron was sick. It's like, yeah, he's not going to play a back to back in the preseason.
Well, they said Kyrie, Kevin Love, and LeBron James, and somebody else, I thought. Shumpert was also out. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think the Pacers really took advantage of that.
So we crushed them.
Yep.
No, they have three sets of back-to-backs in the preseason.
That's
so dumb.
Get him out of the way.
This is how the preseason dies in the NBA.
Yep.
Well, very good. Any old business?
No, oh, man.
That's a no. Let's move. Let's cap this one off. You can find us on Twitter. We are at Undebeatables. You can find us on Facebook.com/TheUndebeatables. The website is TheUndebeatables.com. There's a contact form there. You can send a message to us all. We did get some feedback that we were going to talk about here shortly. And you can review us on iTunes. It really helps new listeners find our show. We've got T-shirts for sale.
So all of the talk of the mascots reminded me of one of my favorite songs. I don't know if anybody ever saw Muppets Take Manhattan, but Kermit the Frog is trying to fix the big finale, and he goes, "What it needs is more dogs and bears and chickens and stuff." Look at me. Here I am, right where I belong. That's all I have. For our once and always, Coach Bobby Sick Leonard. Turn out the lights. The party's over.
Some extra Kermit for you folks.
That was awesome.
Look at that stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you say I'm a girl?
Yeah, I've
a
never
girl
seen
who has everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty.
Hi, Joey. Hi.
Yo, everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost a sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.